Catholics in Hungary face a challenge. Refugees are flowing into their country, and Pope Francis wants all of Europe's Catholics to take them in. But Hungarian Catholics are reluctant to follow the Pope. One Hungarian bishop was quoted saying the Pope is wrong. Lauren Freyer reports from Budapest.
At a Catholic church in a leafy riverside area of Budapest, there is no extra collection for refugees, no canned food drive, nor charity bake sale. This church, like many across Hungary, is caught in the middle of a debate over how to help refugees, or whether to even help at all. The priest here is Gábor Ecsi.
The Pope's guidance is for the whole world, but you have to implement it according to local realities. Migrants don't want to live in Hungary, so we have no responsibility to keep them here. Of course, we do follow Christ's teachings.
Father Ecsi is also the local director of Caritas, the Catholic charity, which has a tent set up on the Hungary-Serbia border. Caritas volunteers there provided medical care, food and clothing to some of the tens of thousands of migrants and refugees who streamed into Hungary before soldiers closed the border. But Ecsi says he hasn't called on his parishioners to help. It's a sensitive issue, he says.
There have been cases, a few in number, where refugees refused donations because they came under the sign of the cross.
Hungarian state TV airs months-old footage of Pakistani migrants chanting Allahu Akbar, God is great, recorded at a detention facility near Debrecen in eastern Hungary. The right-wing prime minister says Hungary must protect its 1,000-year-old Christian character under threat from Muslim immigration. Parishioner Daniel Nimati says Muslim migrants have habits inferior to those of Hungarians.
I feel very mixed. Of course, I think there is no Hungarian who thinks we shouldn't help refugees. But behaviors like not being ready to identify yourself, like leaving a lot of waste after you, shows that their socialization is totally different from our one.
He's talking about filthy conditions at Hungary's overflow camps. Human rights groups say the government here failed to provide adequate facilities, food and water, sanitation. But some Hungarians blame the refugees themselves, calling them uncivilized and dirty. The far-right Jobbik Party, the second biggest in parliament, has introduced a bill calling for asylum seekers to be quarantined from Hungarians because, it says, they carry dangerous diseases. As the faithful stream out of church, I ask if anyone is donating money. Hungarians have been organizing on social media to buy train tickets for refugees who want to get to Germany. No, I try to avoid the train station altogether since those people invaded the place, says a woman named Sili. She says she knows her views are extremist, so she didn't want to give her last name. Another man, Akos Namash, says he's not donating either.
I don't think so. Hungarian also would like to work in Germany or in England.
Instead, Hungary's small Baptist community is raising money for refugees. An interfaith group is working in the south. And a local mosque is providing food to migrants at Budapest's train station. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Budapest.